What is it?
Diane Carr.
How do you spell your last name?
C-A-R-R.
Two R's. Who's your mother and dad?
Alfred and Florence Carr.
Who?
Alfred and Florence Carr.
And do they have a telephone? What's your phone number at home?
478-3170.
478-3170. And your address?
Route 1, Box 1, Hamilton, West Virginia, 26269.
Well, you got that down, don't you? And your first name again?
Diane.
Diane. How old are you, Diane?
11 and a half.
When's your birthday?
August 1st.
Well, you are 11 and a half, aren't you? Is that a pretty good age to be?
Yeah.
You like it? Next year you'll be going, you're in the sixth grade now, next year you'll be going to
seventh.
And where is that, down in town?
Yeah, Parsons.
The elementary school. You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Be different, won't it? How long have you been in this school?
Ever since I was kindergarten.
Were you born here in Hamilton?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
How many?
I have two half-sisters, two half-brothers, and one real sister.
What are their ages?
Mostly my half-brothers and sisters. They're about 24, 25.
Mid-20s.
Yeah, and my sister is 4 years old.
She's four. Boy, that's a big spread, isn't it? Oh, that's great. What is it that you remember about November 4th when it was... Was it raining real hard that day?
Yeah, when I came home, we were sitting in the house and we were worried the river start raising up, and then we were worried about the sheep up on the farm there up Dry Fork. And well, my Uncle Orville, he owns a farm up there, and well, after the flood, he went up there and he looked around for the sheep and he found the sheep. But he had to walk across the river because the bridge was washed away, and now he's been walking across the river and riding the boats and stuff whenever the river got too high. And down in our house that night of November 4th, we were in the house and the river started raising up real high, and it started getting up above the railroad tracks around 6 o'clock, something like that, and it started getting over the railroad tracks, and it got sort of up to our house, but it didn't get real close, but it was about 5 feet away from our house, and started floating Lukey's doghouse, and he started barking real loud, and then so we brought him inside, and we thought the water would get real high, you know, and up in our house, so we were getting ready to leave, and my Uncle Don, he came down the house, and he was checking on us, and he came down, and he said we didn't have to leave, and he took the flashlight over there, and it showed where the river was going down the hill a little bit, and then we went to bed that night, and in the morning, we went up, and I just thought about our friend, Laura Rhodes. She was out there in Hamilton, and we were worried about him, see, and so we went out. We saw Laura going down tracks trying to find her stuff, and when she was down there, she found a few things, and me and my mom, we went out and we helped her pick up some of her stuff, and we asked her if her house washed away, and she said it did, and we went up to our house there, and the water just washed the whole thing away, and she said it'd still be standing there today, but a log or something hit it and moved it or something, she said. And it's, she said if it wasn't for the telephone poles and logs and stuff, she would have hit our house because she was coming right towards it. And well, we were walking out through there, and just the other day I was walking out through there and I was ready to go across. They got this board over there, you know, the bridge, you know, is. Mm-hmm. And they got this little bridge because the bridge fell out there. And I was ready to go across there, and he said, this guy named Joe Plum, he said not to walk across there because the mud, it got, the water just got the mud so bad that it's knee deep whenever you step into it. And that night of the flood, we were worried about Sharon because my half-sister and she, because she lives right there beside this big creek, you know, and the creek, she called us one night and before the phones went dead, and she called us and she said the creek was rising, but it kept going down, you know, because it was downhill, the creek was. So she was safe, and her husband, Bill, he works with state roads, and he couldn't get through, and he had to stay there for at least two nights and up there working on the roads and stuff and trying to get stuff cleaned out and stuff. So he didn't come home. And then my sister, my other sister, Brenda, she lives in a house down St. George there in a big field. And where she lives there, she her basement got flooded, and her stepboy, Charlie, all his stuff got washed away down the basement because he had to stay down the basement and everything. And they just got their new house built up and everything. And one day we went down there, we were looking around. We was looking down there around in Hendricks and up Dry Fork, and down that road there's just a whole bunch of rocks, and the river's sort of deep because it washed out rocks and stuff and made it the hole deeper and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Did the town look different to you the next day? What did it look like?
It looked like a tornado hit it or something. It was just so bad, you know, the houses, one house, the side was tore off of it, and some houses, they were condemned, and other houses, people were trying to clean out and get stuff done in them and stuff and get them cleaned out so they can live in them. But still, some of the people, they didn't want to clean their house out, so they wanted to try, and then they got trying and moved in it.
Did you think about the flood a lot after it happened? Did you wonder why some houses were washed away and some weren't?
Yeah.
What did you decide about that?
Well, I don't know. It's just the way God wanted it to be, I guess.
Part of God's plan, do you think? Have you had any dreams about the flood?
Yeah. That the flood came up and washed our house away, and we were still in the house, and real bad dreams about it and stuff.
Tell me about them.
Well, one dream I had was, well, we were in the house and the water just raised up, and we went upstairs and the water just kept coming up, and our house washed down the river, and we were down there at tracks, and they found us upstairs in the house.
Hmm. Were you okay in the dream? So you came through the flood all right?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other dreams?
Well, one dream was about that Laura's house hit our house, and our house went down the river there and washed over to Petersburg or something like that.
Long trip.
I was amazed whenever they showed in the newspaper that that cow was hanging from the bridge there.
That really surprised you? Do you know who took that picture?
John Warner.
He took some good pictures.
Yeah.
What about your little sister? What's her name?
Karen.
Karen? She's four? Does she ever dream about the flood?
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever wake up at night?
Yes, sometimes she'll wake up at night and she's sort of scared sometimes.
Is there anything else you'd want to tell me about it? What about your parents? Do you think they're okay?
They're real strong people. How old was your friend, Lori, was that her name?
Yeah, she was, I don't know how old she was, but she had three kids. And the husband, her husband was working over in Virginia when the flood happened. And she told the kids to get out of the house, and then she went back in and got a few things and ran out. And they left up to their Laura's husband's mother-in-law. Laura's mother-in-law. And people, they were, after the flood November 5th, they were running around, they were crying and stuff, you know, because their house got washed away and everything. And Laura, she just fixed her house up and everything, and she bought new things for it and stuff, and then it all got washed away and they hardly found anything. Maybe a can of paint or something, and a tin or something like.
Where is she now?
She's, I don't know. Oh, yeah, she's down the trailer there, in a trailer that her relative gave her to live in. And her relative went up and stayed with her mother so that she could live in that trailer.
A lot of people moved in with each other. Did you get the feeling that people were really helping each other a lot?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was pretty nice for us to help them and the other people to help too. But some people, they were lazy, you know. They didn't want to help or anything. They thought, well, our house didn't get washed away, so we're not going to help them or something like.
But for the most part, people did help each other.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Well, whenever the electricity went off and stuff, we lost some of our meat and stuff, and other people did too.
In your freezer. Well, thank you very much for talking with me. I want you to go back and finish your picture and then come back and tell me what your picture is about, okay?
Okay.
What is your name?
Amy.
Amy.
McCrum.
Can you spell it?
M-C-C-R-U-M.
And who are your parents?
Fine.
What are their names?
Laura. Laura.
Laura is your mom?
Mm-hmm.
What's your phone number at home?
No.
No phone?
But my grandpa does.
What's that number?
478-2553.
And what's his name?
Luther.
Luther.
McCrum.
McCrum. You tell me about, tell me about your pictures. Are there two pictures in it?
Mm-hmm. First one, drew some man trying to come around to the road, and the creek's over its banks, and it's coming. He had to stop, and he has to go back to his house because the creek's over its banks. Mm-hmm. And the second one I drew was two houses going down the river with two people on the house roof. They was trapped and they had to go on the roof, holler and help. And some little boys going down in the water and holler and help.
Who are those people?
Well, my friends were affected by the flood, but they weren't like that.
Tell me about your friends.
They was in their house and we was watching the news about the flood. And we was watching it, and their son come up and told us that they was evacuating Charles Street. That's where I live, Hendrix. And we run down and said if they needed any help. And they said no to going up to our house. So we did, and they started bringing all their stuff up to our house. And they stayed with us for about a month and a half. And they have their trailer now.
What are their names?
Pam and Mike, and there's Michael.
That was nice of you to take them in like that. So, where did you get the idea for the picture of the people on the...
Down in Charles Street where I live in Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And down Charles Street was affected by the flood. So I drew this picture.
Were there people trapped in a house down there?
One family was. Uh-huh. And their name was Mr. and Mrs. Hebb. Uh-huh. And they got out the next day because the inloader carried them out.
Is that Mr. and Mrs. Hebb in the picture?
No, they was in their house, and they thought they better go upstairs, and they did, and they sat there all night and hearing the trees and stuff go through their house.
Yeah. Such a nice drawing. Have you thought a lot about the flood since it happened?
Yeah.
What do you think?
How did it ever happen?
You wonder?
Mm-hmm.
What have you come up with?
Just the way God wanted it to do, I reckon.
You think it was God's fault?
No.
But it's part of God's plan?
Mm-mm.
Why would God want there to be a big flood, do you think?
Well, maybe.
Not sure. Tell me about the... Is that a boy? Did you tell me about a boy in the river?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
There was this one little boy down Parsons that got in the water, but they yanked him back up before he drowned.
What was his name?
Michael Simmons.
Have you thought a lot about that?
No.
Have you had any dreams about the flood?
One, maybe.
What was that?
It was like... We live on this hill, and the water come up to our house, and we had to go on a mountain. Well, there's a bank up, a hill up above our neighbor's house, and we had to go up there, and our neighbor went with us. And we was all safe.
That's great. John, are there questions you have about the picture?
Did you say was this the Hebb's house or whose house? Or was it?
I just made that up. Down at Parsons, the houses that were washed away.
You know, one of the first pictures I got that day was in front of your house. Who was it there? It was Hebb just saved a bunch of guns out of the house. Is that
Mike?
Mike, yeah, I guess. What's this here?
It's a creek over its banks.
I see.
That's over the road too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good drawing.
That's good. Thank you very much, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Karen Maxwell.
Karen Maxwell?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your mother and dad?
I'm Linda and Fred Maxwell. Hmm? Linda and Fred Maxwell.
And your home phone?
478-2980.
Where do you live?
I live on Blackman Flats.
Up in Blackman Flats. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your picture.
Well, on the night of the flood, when the lights went out, we was worried about, we heard on the news before the lights went out that there's going to be floods in West Virginia, so the lights went out, and Dad said we should go down Hamilton that way and see what's like. And we went down the lower part of Hamilton, and me and Mom were scared to death because of the water was splashing up in the road. And the road was smaller. And Dad, we got out safely. And one of my mom's friend, she lived on the lower part of Hamilton. Her house was the first one to go. And we was really scared that she didn't make it out because we didn't know who made it or who lived or who died or anything like that.
So in your picture, tell me what the different buildings are.
Well, I just drew some houses. This is one of my mom's friends. I forget her name, but she was living outside of the road, and she just barely made it out in enough time before the water came up. And the houses up above the road, we stopped at one of the houses and asked what time the water was coming up, and we was trying to get some information. So they told us that the water was coming up around 5:30, and so we left, and we went back home and told my grandma, because she came up from Oakland, and mom told us we should go to bed, and I told mom that I couldn't get any sleep because I knew I had dreams about it. And the next morning, we went out on the first road in Blackman Flats and said that we would look behind, and we saw Lamberts and Tanning Road and stuff like that. And my second cousin, her house was condemned, and my mom's friend, her house was almost the first one to go out on Tanning Road. And, well, my mom, the first time that she could go through Parsons, they wouldn't let her back out, and we was worried about her because she said she'll be back in 3 hours, and it was already 5 hours, and we was worried about that the water got up and she was stuck. So about 6 hours later, she came home, and her friends came up with her, and they stayed a week or two. And my mom, during Monday, she went to Cumberland, and when she was coming back, they was evacuating, and the water was up in the road around at 4. So she said that she's glad she made it home safely. She said God been with her. Luckily, we got restoring our food because we was about out, and we had an extra family to feed. And we wouldn't have enough food to feed them all, because I got a family of 6 and they had a family of 5. So that was pretty hard on me too, and our family.
Did a lot of families move in with each other?
Yeah, I would say so. They were going to move trailers up behind my friend's house, up on Beckman Flats.
Tell me about some of the other buildings in the picture.
Well, when we was down there, we saw some people coming out of the houses and looking to see what happened. And we stopped at this house in the corner of the road right here, and we said if they we was talking to him, we didn't know him, but he said that they were scared that the water was going to come up and get their house, but the water stayed down low enough not to get their house. And the trailer up above the road, one of my friends used to live in it, but she moved. So I don't think those people up above the road were very worried, because the water stayed below the road pretty well. So I don't think they were that scared.
Have you been since the flood happened? Have you worried much about it or thought about it?
Well, I heard the rumors that it was going to happen again in around March, and I heard that it was going to happen in December, but they said that it was going to happen in March, so I was getting worried because people were moving their houses. And I was worried about my friends was going to their house was going to get moved down the river, so I was worried about that.
Do you think it will happen again?
Well, I'm not sure. It depends if God would let it happen or not.
Do you think God let it happen before?
I don't think so. I don't think it's so. I don't know. I think it's sort of some kind of warning or something like that. I'm not sure.
Have you dreamed about it at all?
Yeah, I told Mom that we was going to decide to move down Parsons at one time, and Mom was playing about the house, and I told Mom I'm glad we didn't move down Parsons, and she said, and some reason I said, I'm glad the water couldn't get up that high at our place. And she said, well, if the water was forced enough, it could knock some dirt and you could fall, and I had dreams about that. I told you she scared me, and she said, I didn't mean to scare you that way. Mm. So I was pretty scared at first.
Dreams that would wake you up in the night?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you worry when it starts to rain?
Not as much as I used that night. I'm not scared that much anymore.
Do you think this is something that you'll always remember and think about, or do you think the memory will fade?
Well, I think I'll keep it in my mind always.
Thank you. What is your name?
Tracy Lloyd.
Tracy?
Lloyd.
Tracy Lloyd. Is that right? Say it again so I get the last. Your name is?
Tracy Lloyd.
Okay. And who's your mother and dad?
Carol and Charles Lloyd.
And what's their phone number?
478-3017.
And they live?
In Hamilton.
In Hamilton. And how old are you?
11 and a half.
When is your birthday?
May 10th.
Well, you're getting pretty close to 12. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Do you like being 11 and a half, or would you rather be 12?
I'd rather be 12.
Well, it'll come soon enough, won't it? The next year you'll be in junior high?
Yeah.
You'll have to go to school over in Parsons. Are you looking forward to that?
Sort of.
Not sure. This is a very dramatic drawing. Can you tell me about it?
Well, it's just like a lady and her son going down the river on their house with their pet bird, and there's a tree falling in their house, and they're afraid that'll hit it and make them sink.
Mm-hmm. What else is in the river?
There's clothes and toys and parts of houses and a bunch of mud.
Can you tell me who the lady and the boy are?
No, it was just sort of like what I was thinking that night.
Tell me about it.
Well, my dad, he's a fireman, and my mom was afraid of, like, him drowning or something because he had to go out, and he was out for a while. And he'd come in that night and change clothes and then go right back out. And we never saw him for like a couple of days except for when he came in and out. And I was afraid that like these people that lived underneath the hill at my house, one of them was my friend, and I was afraid that she would get hurt or something.
Mm-hmm. And did she?
No, my dad helped her and her family out the house.
Did any of your friends' houses get washed away?
Yeah.
Who?
Well, the one girl that lived underneath the hill, and then another one, my friend's house got washed away.
What was her name?
It was a boy. His name was Martin Lane.
Mm-hmm. Where is he now?
He's living in a trailer underneath the hill.
Have you had any thoughts or dreams about the flood since it happened?
No.
Tell me in the picture, what happened to the lady and the little boy?
Well, they went down so far, and then they hit a couple of trees that were still standing and got into trees, and then the next day, some people rescued him.
Sounds a little bit like what happened to Amy Moore. Did you hear the story about Amy Moore? She washed down the river from Holly Meadows. She washed 3.5 miles down the river. She couldn't even swim. And somehow she got up in a tree, and the next day a boat came and rescued her. Sounds a little like that. Did you worry about the flood coming again?
Not really, because our house is, well, it's pretty high on a hill up above the road.